from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, do you agree with me on this? The Olympics are too long.
Yes. Yes, I
like,
do.
To me, I feel like it should be a television show that goes on maybe for a week.
It's 2 weeks. It's 16 days. It ain't too long.
It's too long. It's too much. I'm tired of turning on, flipping through the channels, and now we're into the stupid sports session where, you know, you turn it on, they sometimes have equestrian on.
You know, like rock climbing they're doing right now?
Rock climbing, you know what I mean?
I admire. They have the trampoline thing, which is unbelievable. Yeah. There are some things I would really admire. It's just that you get a heavy dose of them now, and, you know, I guess it's okay once every 4 years.
They should make it a television show. People want to watch the gymnastics, the track, the swimming, the women's beach volleyball, not the men's beach volleyball. The women's beach volleyball.
That's what they make it on NBC in the prime time at the Olympic Games pretty much every night.
Just make it the sports we want to watch. I guess, here's the thing. If you want to dump on, what is this, True and E! Channel and some of the channels that I would never watch
USA.
Anyway, if you want to dump all the other stuff on that, I'm good with it. But
this rock climbing is difficult, by the way. Guy from France just fell down, and they make it almost impossible to look at him. There's no room to put your feet there, Paul, and he's trying to get to another level and can't. That's the second guy who's fallen in a row.
Have you ever tried rock climbing? Like at one of the rock climbing places? It's difficult.
It's difficult, and I did it with a couple of drinks in me. I shouldn't have done that because
that might have been your problem, Bob.
Well, I tried to.
The rocks were looking like pebbles.
No, I needed it for my nerves, but then it threw my balance off.
Yeah, I have no interest in doing that. Climbing a wall, why? But people do it. Listen, some of the things that, like, for instance, like you said, the trampoline thing, that is insane. It's a lot of fun to watch, you know, one of the routines or two of the routines, but after about the second one, you're like, okay, this all looks the same to me.
I would like to know the person who comes up with these rocks and how they're situated, because it's almost impossible to get from one to the other. Watch this dude. He did it. But it's just, they have it in a way that you have to be extremely agile, and I guess that's what they're looking for. Who's the most agile to get to this rock, to that rock?
Well, again, I just think, you know, listen, I enjoy some of the events.
Paul, Sports Illustrated brought up a list of 10 sports ideas that potentially could be added to the 2032 Brisbane Games in Australia.
Oh, boy.
Would you like to hear this list? I talked about it a little bit yesterday.
Go ahead.
This is just ridiculous. One being bowling. Should bowling be in the Olympics? Oh.
Go ahead.
Chess.
Well, that would be a lot of fun.
Q Sports, meaning pool, I guess.
Right.
Dragon Boat. Have you ever heard of Dragon Boat? I've never heard of Dragon Boat.
No, I thought that was a drink.
Disc golf.
Well, I've seen that. Disc golf is interesting, but again, I don't know how it actually would look on television. to the point they'd have to have cameras in a lot of different places to make it work.
I'm sure it would look better than rock climbing.
To each his own.
Muay Thai, netball.
It sounds like an appetizer at a restaurant.
I think it's like MMA.
May I have some Muay Thai?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Netball, roller sports, rugby league nines, I guess rugby with nine players instead of seven, and wakeboarding and water skiing. I'd be okay with water skiing and disc golf, maybe bowling. But like chess, pool, whatever dragon boat is, netball.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there a USA netball team out there?
See, well, they do it, too, that you can't really – you look at the ratings, and there aren't going to be always big ratings because people are interested. I get it. But they're spread over so many networks now, it's hard to gauge which one of these. But, Paul, you're right. It's gymnastics. It's swimming. They always attract the biggest attention. Basketball has dipped a little bit. And I think because there is such a dominance by USA and just the way this is set up, I don't know that people – now, beach volleyball, I think is pretty interesting to me. I watch it, and I like it. So – anyway, they don't have football in the Olympics, but we do have it coming up this week, finally.
Well, they will have flag football in the 2028 games in L.A.
Flag footballs, yeah, that's – but although some will say the NFL is heading in that direction with some of the rules in place, you know.
Now, do you think that the NFL will greenlight guys like Patrick Mahomes to play in flag football, Tyreek Hill? If so, like,
I mean, if
the
it
U.S.
means ratings
would dominate.
If it means ratings and money, yes. Why wouldn't you? You know?
But does the NFL get a piece of that ratings and money? Does
absolutely
the NBA? So the NBA gets, because I'm
absolutely
unaware of this.
Absolutely they do.
Does the NBA get a cut of
there's
the
always
Olympics
a cut.
For their guys going?
Why would you let them do it if you didn't?
Right.
Fair point. Didn't think about it that way.
Well, here's the thing, too. I turned on badminton. Did you watch any of the badminton? Those people are nuts. A
couple minutes, yeah.
They fire that thing at each other, right?
Is what's the new sport? Pickleball. Is that a sport in an Olympics?
It
should
not
be.
In the Olympics.
It will be.
Eventually, it probably will be.
Is ping pong?
Ping pong is in the Olympics, yes.
Well, then definitely pickleball will
maybe
be.
Maybe pool should be, if ping pong is. We're going to put air hockey in to the Winter Olympics?
No, we have that on the real ice. We don't need it in the air.
Could you imagine if, by the advancements that esports are taking off, if that eventually goes to the Olympics? I would not surprise me.
Nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing. City Limits. I'm surprised if not more than what you've mentioned won't be included. So
how does Sports Illustrated not mention those?
I don't know.
Food for thought, Paul.
Well, yeah, food for thought. All right, let's go back to more food for thought. Bob, you're going to be calling this Steeler game on Friday night.
Friday night, KDKA. Yes, we're looking
KDKA,
forward to it.
And it's the first Steeler game, and I'm assuming we're not going to see, we'll start here because we always start here, we're assuming we're not going to see Russell Wilson.
I would think not, given the fact that he's been very gingerly going through this entire thing, not until yesterday that we see the 11-on-11 opportunity. So, I mean, he needs to get time with this unit at some point. I don't know if it'll be this week, though. Justin Fields is just been on the number ones for the big majority of the time, and I would expect that he's going to get a lot of playing time in this game. I think they'll also get Kyle Allen a look in this. I'm not sure what the – we'll find later in the week when Mike Tomlin has a press conference about his plans for this game. But right. It's also the new Arthur Smith era, and even though I think I know what we're going to see through them, Paul, which is a heavy dose of run, which is what he believes in, you still have to wonder about what they do in the pass game and who is going to take some pressure off George Pickens.
Right. I mean, so, they don't really have – I mean, have you been out to camp? Have you seen any of it?
Not as much as those who cover it every day.
Is this Van Jefferson playing as well as we're told that he's playing?
From what I can understand, yes. I also think Quez Watkins has a history that they like. He was at one point Philadelphia and the second leading receiver 1 year. There were injuries involved. Roman Wilson got hurt, so I don't expect to see him on Friday, but we will see him at some point, I would think. He needs that. But Quez Watkins, back in 2021, he started 12 games and he had 647 receiving yards for Philadelphia. So he's been in that, as has Van Jefferson, as has Scotty Miller. Those two guys have Super Bowl rings, so yeah, they have experience. The problem is, can they get enough separation? Can they get enough attention from other teams' defenses to make available guys like Pickens, Jaylen Warren out of the backfield, Pat Freiermuth?
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, I think that the thing that I always get crazy about, I would say, is camp the way that they cover camp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just, to me, everything is rosy and great and everyone is rosy and great. I mean, to hear these people talk now, Justin Fields is like the greatest quarterback to come out of, you know what I'm saying? Well, you have no idea.
Just remember Kenny Pickett last year in practice and also the exhibition preseason games. He was lights out, and there were a whole different conclusion at the end of the year. So, yeah, it's good, but we'll see.
Right.
I mean, I still think at some point Arthur Smith is going to utilize, even if he's not the starting quarterback, although he's putting a push that he could be. Even though pole positions mean what they mean, that doesn't mean you're guaranteed anything. People have had pole positions in races and not won races. So Justin Fields has made up ground just because Russell Wilson hasn't been out there to do it. And if he shows that he's capable of it, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up as a starting quarterback in Atlanta, even though you know, odds are right now that it'd be Russell Wilson.
Well, again, I just think that I'm reading all this stuff about Justin Fields. I think people are talking themselves into he's going to be a really good quarterback based on what they're seeing, you know, at camp and whatnot. I'll get up to camp this week probably, so I'll be able to see it for myself. But I don't know, man. I just don't get all that excited about it.
Well, the only thing that makes me wonder is that nobody really wanted him after, you know, there were times last year in Chicago where he had 4-touchdown passing game. He was dominant in those games. Then he followed it up with 3-interception games and very erratic, missing guys. So it's an unfinished business with him. It's still a work in progress in many levels of his game. But the ultimate talent is there, and they can do a lot with that talent. So I know this, when they get to goal line, 2-point conversions, or short yardage, I wouldn't be surprised to see Justin Fields in the game only because of his athletic ability and what it gives you another thing for a defense to worry about.
Yeah. I just feel like it gets to a point where, you know, we've seen Justin Fields play for how many years now? What, this is his fourth year, right?
Yeah, fourth year. They declined.
I mean,
the fifth
I'm not
year,
saying that he might not be a good player, but the hyperbole is reaching a fever pitch. It sort of reminds me of, was it last year when Kenny Pickett ran? Man, yeah, I tell you what, it feels like it's been so long ago, I got to remember, but it was last year. Kenny Pickett was still on this team last year, right?
Correct.
Yes, and he was dominant in the
preseason. He had like 6 drives, and they were all touchdowns.
5 and all.
Whatever
5,
it was. Yeah. And everybody was going crazy about it. And I'm like, could we wait till the season begins before we go crazy about it?
Yeah, well, that's why
I'm not saying Justin Fields can't be a great player or a good player or whatever. But I have to see it in regular season games before I'm going to get all that giddy about it.
Well, all he can do is do it up there now, which he is. And so that paves the way for him to get a lot of playing time, I would imagine, here in this first game. The first two at home, you got the Texans and you have Buffalo. The third one, not so much. I think that's going to be more for, you know, people trying to impress the coaches just to get on the roster. But I think these first two, especially because they're home, you should see a pretty healthy dose of both quarterbacks, assuming Russell Wilson is, you know, able to go. Yeah. He needs the time. You know, he doesn't have to. He's going to get $40 million total this year, 39 from Denver. It's not all he has to do is be on a roster and be functional, and he'll get that money. However, he's made it sound like he wants to play for seven more years, and he's legitimately excited about this team. But because it is a new team, because you have a whole new offensive line, essentially, that's been reconstructed over 2 years in a row, not just with draft picks but free agent additions, he needs time in there. He needs to get a flow for this at some point. And games are where I don't care how many years he has in the league. He has to get some time. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. But my point, again, always, I just have to see it to believe it. And I think, now, here's a question about Russell Wilson. Is he going to play this year?
What do you mean?
Is it a fair question yet? Are we still too early in camp? And I know Mike said the pole position thing and all the other stuff he said yesterday. But are we at the point where if he misses another week or two and Justin Fields does play reasonably well, that Justin Fields is a starter and we never see Russell Wilson?
That's a possibility for sure. But I got to believe, though, that Wilson's going to be, you know, functional enough to play in some of these games early that he wouldn't lose that pole position.
Right.
But again, you never know. There were a lot of things I didn't think last year that turned out to be exact opposite of what we were talking about at the preseason. So I think it's a fascinating thing to see. I never would have expected the Steelers would completely change not just offensive coordinators, but the entire quarterback room. That's something that you don't see very much. But I think by all accounts, Omar Khan did a good job in deciding we need a veteran guy. We also need someone with a lot of experience. We got the you know, a guy who's number, what was he? What was Fields? 9 overall in the draft? Whatever he was, 10 overall. You know, that's a guy who has high pedigree. And his talent level is obvious to anyone who watches. He's just got to put it together. Maybe in this offense he can. I think, you know, with Arthur Smith coming in, his job is not an easy one in the sense that under Matt Canada, these guys were really struggling. 21st, 26th, and 28th in 3 years, offensive scoring. You can't have that. Not with this group. You got to score a lot more. You know, especially given your defense a break, it's an aging defense. So that's got to change. It's about red zone production and who will step up in red zone.
Right. Well, and obviously Justin Fields has the kind of skill set that should be good in the red zone.
That's what I'm saying. You should see him in there, especially on, you know, down by the goal line.
Yeah.
You know, why wouldn't you do that? Wilson can still move, I think, but not like Justin Fields. And in these seven shots, they've been using him a lot in those kind of stretch plays where he has options, and he's got an amazing amount of talent, no question.
That's what I would tell you is important. It's just going to be really interesting to see if he can drop back, consistently make throws, on time, and everything else. And do it in a way that every single week it happens. That's when I'll believe it. I think that
their schedule, you know, we talked about their schedule last year potentially being easy, and they got a lot of breaks with injured quarterbacks, you know, Paul. This year, not so much. Injury still, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. But the last part of their season, man, they better be at their best, or they better build up some insulation so that they don't have to win every one of those games, because there are a lot of head-to-head, three games in 11-day scenarios against teams they're going to have to deal with. So the early part of the season, they better take advantage of it if they can.
Right. That's the thing about it. I think he's going to do the dynamic. He's going to do the dynamic and the big play stuff. He's going to do the, you know, things that, wow, there's not a whole lot of other guys in the league that can make that play. But right. On third and six, can he hit on time accurately the guy running the slant or the guy running the out or whatever to get 7 yards in a first down? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what you need to see. You know, can he consistently hit George Pickens down the field accurately to make those big chunk plays.
And stay away from interceptions, because quite frankly, he's been an interception machine.
Right.
And those are killers for drives. Also puts your defense in bad situations. So those are all big things that – but the talent is there, Paul. You know, you see him out there. It's night and day, his ability to create stuff.
Right. I just think that it's important that we know – we've seen him for 4 years. We kind of know who he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know who he is, but what he has to do is refine who he is. That's all. He's got the talent. He's got the arm to do it, I think. He's very good at moving the football with his legs, but he's got to stay away from mistakes.
Right.
If you do that, you know, that's when he becomes an effective quarterback in the National Football League, and they may look back, a lot of teams, and say, how in the world did he end up going for just a sixth-round pick? We had a chance to get him. So that's going to be one of the – and that's also one of the reasons why I think the Steelers are picked fourth in the division right now, Paul, because people don't know these answers. You know, you have certainty with Joe Burrow. You have certainty with, Lamar – Jackson, what he's been able to do, and to some degree with what's going on in Cleveland, even though I'm not sold on Deshaun Watson, but the potential is there. So we'll see. The Steelers have a lot of questions to answer. It all starts Friday. I look forward to it. I'll tell you one of the most complicated things, though, is this overhaul of the kicking game. The NFL has gone very radical with this. It's a hard thing to explain. You have to watch it. There are going to be a lot of penalties, I would imagine, because people are not going to get it at first. Patterson, who they brought here as the kickoff guy, who's got 9 returns, NFL record. He's even confused at times with it. So, yeah. You got setup zones, you got landing zones, you got guys not allowed to move until the ball's touched or hits the ground. It's going to be very interesting to see.
Yeah, it is. It is very, very interesting to see. The other thing is this new offense. I'm assuming we're not going to see a whole lot of it, right? On Friday. I'm assuming we're not going to see. They're not going to show a whole lot of the new offense, right?
I would imagine not. They're going to, it is what it is. It's pre-season. You want to get some snaps. You do want to, again, because I think Arthur Smith is a run-first guy. They want to get that line moving a little bit, see what they do in these situations. They're only going to be in there for a little bit of time, so how could you really do anything? So... Yeah. You won't see anything until Atlanta on September the 8th on opening weekend. That's when you'll see different, especially because it's Arthur Smith's return to Atlanta. I imagine he's going to go all out in that game.
Right. Well, no. No.
No, in the first game, I mean.
Oh.
In Atlanta.
Yeah. I was going to say, my thing is, I can't remember a time when they did this where you played a preseason game against the team that you opened with. Or, you know what I mean?
Well,
I'm sorry. I got what you're saying. No, I was confused. Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to see much this week, next week.
This week.
Next week, you'll see a little bit more because it's the second game and the more playing time game. But, I don't know about you, but defensively, there are some concerns there. Who really is opposite of Joey Porter Jr.? They have a collection of people, just like they do at wide receiver. Potentially, one or two can jump out, maybe. Is it Jackson, who they got from Carolina for the Deontay Johnson trade? Maybe. Can it be Corey Trice, who's injured last year, all this potential? Maybe. I think the key to their defense, though, to be honest, is Minkah Fitzpatrick playing the way he's normally used to playing, which is roaming that back area, coming up with interceptions and big plays down the field. I think they were kind of handcuffed last year a little bit because they couldn't do that as much as they would like. He's a big part of what goes on with them defensively.
Right. It's just one of those things that to me, I feel like there's something to be gained when you watch these preseason games. You can see some individual players show out and play well, but I don't put a ton of stock into them. And almost because it's hard to figure out, sometimes you can see, okay, it's the ones versus the ones. But how much do you really think Justin Fields is going to, especially if Russell Wilson's hurt, how much are they going to put, or whatever he is, how much are they really?
He'll play a series or two.
He'll play a series or two, and they'll bring the other guy because they don't want him, they don't want him getting hurt. I mean, how long will we see Najee Harris and company? Probably not.
I don't think you're going to see Najee Harris at all.
Right.
I would be shocked. They didn't do that last year, to my recollection. If they did, it was very minimally. You might see him for a little bit. Maybe I'll take that back. Maybe a couple plays just to get a little taste of it all. But that's all. I think for guys like Zach Frazier and Troy Fontanu, those guys need to get some work. They're going to be called upon as rookies to be big contributors. You can't go into the first week of the season not having any of that. Bill Belichick used to play his first team for a first half on a regular basis in the preseason. So there's a lot to be said for when you have an entirely new offensive line, basically, over 2 years period. They got to get some reps together in these kinds of games.
Yeah, they do, but they're not going to.
Well, that's the question.
Is Broderick Jones going to play?
No, but I think Fontanu and Frazier are going to be called upon to be
regulars.
They're
going to have to, right?
They can't not play, right?
But I'm just saying, how much are they really realistically going to play these guys? I think you're going to see maybe two series. I know there's only three preseason games instead of four, but all I'm trying to say is I think that you are looking at this team and you're saying to yourself, okay, well, T.J. Watt probably is not going to play.
No, he's not going to
play. Cam Hayward probably not going to play. Minka's probably not going to play. I mean, Joey Porter Jr. might play a series, right? And not much more than that. I mean, you look across the board, the guys that make this team, we're not going to see much of them. But
I really don't think you have to, but I think the offense is a different situation. They have guys who haven't played. They need to play.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised in week two that they play an entire first half.
Really?
Yeah.
Next week, you mean?
Next week against the Bills. I think if you looked back at last year, the reason Kenny Pickett only got five possessions is because they were all good. If Mike Tomlin is satisfied with what they see, then you don't have to do anymore. But let's say they go out and they really struggle, Paul. Let's say their first three possessions are awful and they look like no cohesion. He's one of these guys who's going to want to see something.
Yes.
I understand the risk involved with that, but I also know that you got to get young guys ready to play.
Right. Right. I mean, I think that's the big thing. You have to make sure that you get your young guys ready to play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.